From the life of President Spencer W. Kimball, Overcoming Challenges. Throughout his life, President Spencer W. Kimball faced many health challenges.
You may have cancer in your throat. I recommend we operate.
My sister died of cancer. I'd better have the operation.
The surgeries that worried him the most were on his throat.
How can I continue to serve as an apostle of the Lord if I lose my voice?
Once, as he was being wheeled out of an operating room, the attendant, angry at something, cursed, taking the Lord's name in vain.
Please don't say that. He is the person I love most in this world.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it.
After Elder Kimball had surgery on his vocal cords, he traveled with fellow apostle Elder Harold B. Lee.
I'd like to invite Elder Kimball to bear his testimony.
I'm too embarrassed to keep speaking. I rasp and make terrible noises. Maybe in our next meeting, I shouldn't speak.
Spencer, your testimony needs to be heard. You better get your voice back.
Elder Kimball did all he could to regain his voice. He followed his doctor's orders, received priesthood blessings, and took voice lessons.
Camilla, I realize I cannot quit for anything, though the temptation is terrific when I stumble and stammer and halt.
The true test came when Elder Kimball returned to his home, the Gila Valley in Arizona.
Forgive my voice. While in the East, I fell among cutthroats.
His voice is different, but he still has the same sense of humor.
President Spencer W. Kimball never stopped preaching. In fact, his soft, deep, mellow voice became something people loved about him. Adapted from Edward L. Kimball and Andrew E. Kimball, Jr. Spencer W. Kimball, 1977, pages 263 to 264 and 306 to 312. Francis M. Gibbons, Spencer W. Kimball, Resolute Disciple, Prophet of God, 1995, pages 179 to 181 and 211 to 215. And Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball, 2006. End of article, From the Life of President Spencer W. Kimball, Overcoming Challenges.